This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the vibe this morning on this beautiful Friday morning? It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's the Vibe Check. Hit us up, guys, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you. Breeze, our friends, they're coming
they're
in both
here.
Doors, huh?
They're pouring in both doors. Mimi's here, said vibes are up. My toes look great from yesterday's pedicure, and I'm heading to a 6 a.m. spin class.
That's all.
Gotta keep that body healthy, too. Pop off, Mimi.
That's what's up.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. Harvest Festival in SOTUS is tomorrow. And my friend Rose and I, and niece Bree's birthday, we're going to go there, celebrate. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
I had an Aunt Rose growing up. She smoked a pack of Camels a day. She lived to 94. They even let her smoke in the nursing home. She was a national treasure.
Oh, Rose. All right.
Rest in peace. You don't meet too many roses today.
No, you do not. Good morning from Nico and Steven. Happy Friday. Your answer to the question from the other day is we work at Premier Packaging Corporation in Henrietta as machine operators. Vibes are high. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Oh, hey, you two guys. Thanks for getting back to us on that. We couldn't wrap our heads around what
Max,
it is.
Max. Who's Max? Moose lost sleep over it for 3 days straight. So there's that.
Yes.
Happy Friday, Breezy and Moose. Becca from Warsaw here. Vibes are through the roof right now. Got married last weekend, and I'm looking forward to just a relaxing weekend at home with my husband.
Nice. What are you guys going to do?
Probably just sit. You know
yes.
How much energy it takes to plan a wedding? We just want to sit down.
We're just going to sit in a chair, and we're just going to sit.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy, vibes are high. Everyone come out to Frequentum tonight at 7 in Canandaigua for their sausage eating contest.
That's so
happy Oktoberfest. Breezy, I know this is your worst nightmare, but it will be fun. Not a big sausage eater.
No, you're not. You never have been.
No, never will be.
You don't know what you're missing.
I'm good. Thanks, though.
There's nothing like a little Italian. Taste of Italy in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not in my good vibes because my mom's supposed to be heading down to Charlotte right now. There's a hurricane, so don't love that.
Just her, not your dad?
Her and my aunt.
They're still going to go?
Oh, sure are. I'm like, I don't know if that's...
Well, here's the thing, Bruce.
Don't know if that's the vibes.
Wait, hold on one second. I got to check the Doppler here. So
classic.
Let me see. Hurricane Helene hits the south. It looks like it's starting to clear.
Fully.
Mix of sun and clouds. It makes landfall in the Big Bend area of northwest Florida. Yeah, I think they may be in the clear. Fingers crossed. You know, time will obviously tell. But
well, my cousin's a reporter in Charlotte, and I just checked her Instagram this morning, and every road in the city's closed due to flooding.
So. Well, I was way off.
Yep. You're like, let me check and see what's going on over there. I'm like, I think they got it. I think they got it covered.
Okay. Let me stay in my lane here. 73 for the high today. We got to get into this big story of the day here. I tried to see if Breezy remembered this from 2022, and she does not. So maybe you don't either, but there was an EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital emergency room while she had a patient on the stretcher. And now she is absolutely furious over the punishment that the RPD detective received, the guy who handcuffed her. We'll tell you an update of everything going on with that coming up next for the big story of the day. Thank you guys for the vibes. It's Friday. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. The EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital's emergency room while she had a patient on the stretcher is absolutely furious over the punishment for RPD detective who handcuffed her. And this is all coming out now after this took place back in July of 2022. So to catch you up to speed, you have an investigator by the name of Charles Latempio who will remain on paid suspension until March of 2025. And at that time, he will retire from RPD and be eligible to collect his pension, but will have his status as a police officer in New York State revoked. So Smith was working for Monroe Ambulance when she pulled into the parking lot area in front of the emergency and got out of the rig, is what they call it, to unload a patient. And she admits she accidentally dinged the door of Detective Charles Latempio's car with her door, but says it was extremely minor, and she also provided her ID, even though it was not her first priority, as you can imagine. She goes, my main focus at the moment was to try to get my patient inside the hospital so he could get the care that he needed ASAP. Rochester Police Chief Dave Smith suspended Latempio with pay a few days after the incident. Because, by the way, he's still continuing to earn his $113,000 salary for the past 2 years and 2 months while sitting at home waiting for disciplinary process to play out. So he followed her into the emergency room, borrowed a set of handcuffs from another law enforcer, and forcefully took her into custody. Smith said she was injured when she was shoved up against the desk and had her arms pulled behind her back. An internal RPD investigation found that Latempio violated 5 of RPD's general orders during the incident. Lack of justification, unnecessary and excessive use of force, failure to de-escalate, improper conduct, and failure to double lock handcuffs.
All so, because she hit his... Hit her.
Yes, accidentally hit, dinged his door. Smith's attorney...
With her door?
Yeah. And Smith's attorney, Elliot Shield, agrees. I think this case highlights the broken disciplinary process for police officers in Rochester.
You got a lot of other things to worry about besides that.
And Shields had filed a federal civil lawsuit against the city of Rochester in the Rochester Police Department on Smith's behalf. What she had to go through, and when you watch the video of her getting handcuffed and tossed around, I'm like, this is absurd. What is really going on here? Is that obviously that detective was going through something else because that was like just extreme because his door was dinged. Give me a break. And he handcuffed her right in front of the guy on the stretcher that she brought in. I mean, I'm like watching this video and I'm like, this is going to piss a lot of people off.
It's a tough scene for sure. Yikes. I think that's extremely dramatic if you ask me, but like
A little over the top. So more to come on that. But as far as the
I hope there isn't more to come. I hope they drop the case.
Well, like, I'm just saying, though, as far as the disciplinary action that they took on this guy, it's not enough. And that's why her attorney decided to
wait,
file.
It's a guy or a girl?
It happened to a woman.
Okay.
She was arrested, yeah. And her lawyer is now filing that civil lawsuit.
I'm so lost. It's so crazy. If I was arrested for every car I dinged, I'd be in prison. So, there's that.
I think we're all aware of that. Yes, thank you. Coming up on the show, we have Jamie, who will be joining us live, who just last week says she experienced a miscarriage and just wants to ask other women who have been through it, how were you able to get back to experiencing some normalcy in your life? If this has been something you have experienced and you've gone through, I mean, by all means, please feel free to call in and offer Jamie some support on how you dealt with it. 585-252-9800 is the number. We'll get her on the show with us coming up next. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We got a message from Jamie from Grace, who wrote in this week and agreed to come on the air and share her story. She's looking for some support from other women who have also experienced a miscarriage. And it's a hard thing to talk about. But the goal here, she says, is just to try and get back to that emotional everyday normalcy that just seems impossible right mm-hmm. now. If this is something you have also been through, feel free to call and offer Jamie some support. 585-252-9800 is the number. What are some things that helped you get through something difficult like this? Let's get her on the phone. Hi, good morning, Jamie.
Hi, Lucy Breezy. So thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for your original message and agreeing to come on.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. I had a miscarriage last week. My husband and I had two really dark days mm-hmm. grieving what we thought was the start of our journey to being parents, and fighting against what is probably completely irrational thoughts about what if we never get there, we never get to be parents.
Yeah.
So,
first off, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that.
I really appreciate that. We're just adjusting to the fact that this might take a slightly longer time. We had our 2 days of lots of grief, but we're not mm-hmm. there yet.
Right.
And I went back to work yesterday, so I'm trying to allow myself to get back to regular life.
Some normalcy.
Yeah. And I my biggest struggle, I feel like, is everything that I would care about right now in my normal life, work, stress, career ambitions, hobbies, even other relationships, my friendships. They just feel so trivial compared to the questions we were asking ourselves, it was just a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine that. Yeah. Nothing seems to really matter at this point right now.
Well, exactly.
How was your first day back at work yesterday? I'm sure you were just going through the motions.
Yeah, it was really weird because my husband was really cool. He sent an email to I'm not super close to my colleagues, but the one that I'm closest to, just to let her know what had happened so that I wouldn't have to tell anyone.
Yeah.
The whole everyone knowing but not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
Kind of all that was going on in a way. And that was interesting. I mean, people were, it was sweet because people made such an effort to be kind to me without bringing it up.
Yeah.
But that was also really hard, and it was hard to just concentrate and focus on replying to work emails,
Yeah, it's consuming your every thought.
Yeah, and I don't know if there are other women out there who've gone through this. I'm just trying my best right now not to feel so alone. And my husband is the best. I mean, we're really there for each other. But
mm-hmm. yeah.
I just
Jamie, I can hear the struggle in your voice, and you know, I want to thank you for being brave enough to share your story this morning with us on the show. You know, you asked the question, do other women go through this? Do other couples go through this? And the answer is yes. I think the difference between those women and you is you're willing to talk about it. And I feel like from just from talking to people that have gone through it or know people that have gone through it, it's a really hush-hush topic. And you're grieving a loss and facing a battle that you don't really talk about with other people. I mean, maybe your spouse or your partner, whoever you're having this child with, but it's definitely this topic of, well, that happened and we'll just kind of move past it. And that's not really the case for everybody because you're literally grieving the loss of a child.
And it doesn't feel okay to talk about it. I mean, I don't know. It feels like, I'm the dark cloud in the room that everyone's trying to like ignore in a nice way. Like they're being really nice about it, but it's hard. It's so hard.
100%.
Is it safe to assume, Jamie, you got a pretty great support system by you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm close, to my sisters and my husband is awesome. And
good.
I have like some close girlfriends who obviously know what happened, but it's, I don't know. It's kind of, it's more about like how can I be in the world with, I want to, and I need to move forward, but it's
right.
hard to know how to do that right now.
Right.
So I'm just trying my best right now not to feel so alone. And I'm really sorry for such a heavy call. It's a Friday morning.
No, it's okay.
No, you're good.
Friday or Monday. I mean, life happens. But we're so sorry to hear about your loss, and I really do. I appreciate you calling in to share your story because it is relatable. And yes, other people have gone through it. And if you have, we'd love to hear your story. If you have any words for her, any advice on how to move past this, we'd love to hear from you. And Jamie, I sorry, and thank you for the call. I hope you continue to just be around the people that support you the most right now.
Thank you so much.
Hang in there, Jamie.
I will.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Bye, Queen. A lot of texts coming in this morning. Thank you so much for being vulnerable. Sorry about my voice. As someone who's gone through something very similar, definitely start journaling. It's going to be hard and take some time, but it will get better every single day.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got a lot of texts on my end. Jackie said same thing. Journaling has helped me a lot. I would give it time, but I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. Had a miscarriage about 4 months ago, and I felt like this up until maybe a month ago. Alicia says, I honestly don't have a good answer. I've been finding when it comes to these mental battles in life, sometimes the only thing that helps is time. I don't think I'll be happy again until I'm pregnant, and then I won't feel at peace until the baby is actually in my arms. But I'm wishing you better days ahead. That came in from Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who else is here. Thank you guys for these messages. I know we appreciate it. Jamie does. I've had two losses, and I also don't have a great answer for you. I remember work feeling so insignificant and silly after what I'd just gone through, but sitting around the house feeling awful wouldn't make it any better either. The best thing you can do is give yourself a distraction, whatever that may look like to you, and find some time to journal and write down how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Journaling might be the best thing to
do. And counseling, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
talk to somebody.
Go see a therapist. Go, you know, even if it's just for a short stint, like, go get those emotions out. It's very important to do so.
And then let me go to Renee real quick, who said, good morning, guys. Please let this person know, Jamie, that called in, that eventually it will sting a little less and become easier to enjoy the things that you do day to day. Doesn't mean you won't feel sad still, but it does get easier. I have been through it myself. It is so extremely difficult, but I promise better days are ahead. Thank you guys so much for weighing in. Tough thing to talk about. I know it's Friday morning, but like I said, life happens and it is relatable. And so many people have gone through it and they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Jamie sharing her story. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
Pump it up. Won't you go pump it up?
It is Friday, and we thank you guys for kicking the weekend off with us. Moose, Breezy, what's up? Social media is a dangerous place. How many of you have been in a situation where you found yourself going viral on social media in a not-so-positive way? Let's talk about it.
I really need that cough button. Oh, my God.
You know, it's getting to a point now where online has become a place that is being used as a weapon against people and as a tool to bully other people along with just fraud in general. I mean, if you have a story you're willing to share on how you or someone you know dealt with something similar to this, maybe your identity or photo was stolen or used for something online, just call us. Let us know what happened because too many people go through it every single day.
Every single day.
Lily, who we have on hold, perfect example that it really doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to pretty much anyone. And the situation, too, right now is that more and more people are dealing with this day in and day out, and it's super scary. Let me get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the nightmare that you just recently went through.
Oh, thank you. It's it's been rough, to say the least. It hasn't been fun for me or my family, but we are just trudging through. What else can I do?
So for other people who, you know, because I want to make sure not everybody feels alone on this because it happens to so many people, and I know it's really relatable. Anybody that uses social media, this could happen to anyone at any given time. So do you mind just breaking down your story and what recently happened to you?
Well, last month, actually, I made a video, and it was just something to promote my TikTok page because I'm fairly new with my TikTok page.
Okay.
And I woke up Saturday morning to 40 messages in my Facebook inbox. And it was all these people saying, you know, have you checked your Facebook? Have you seen this? And everybody is sharing a post with me, and I see the post is a picture of me. But in the picture, it's kind of cropped in kind of close, and you see my whole body.
Right.
And the caption on the picture is who I was cheated on with.
What?
Now,
somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. And this woman, her name is, this might not even actually be a woman. It could just be a bot. It could be a guy in another country just using women's pictures. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups. Like groups I've never even heard of.
Lily, what are some of the things they're saying as far as the comments?
Yeah.
The comments were, I would have cheated too. This girl looks better than you. And, even though this person did me wrong, I still think bullying is unacceptable on all levels.
Sure.
But then there's a lot of people who are saying cheating is wrong and this girl deserves bad things to happen to her, basically.
So basically, long story short, you go to bed one night, you wake up, and you find that you have 40 messages in your inbox of people saying, hey, did you see this post? Someone used your photo and accused you cheating or having an affair with their husband.
Yes.
And where did the post come in of the picture of you standing next to your name?
Well, that was my picture on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, it was shared in so many different groups. I was able to get that the person who posted the picture on Facebook, I was able to get that person to take it down.
Oh,
but
really?
At that point, yeah, they took
the
it down.
The damage had been done.
Yeah, the damage was done already. It was too late because it's shared. People take screenshots.
Let me ask you, Lily. You're married with children, yes? Do you have kids?
I am. Yes, okay. I am there. I've been married for 5 years. I have two boys, and my husband, thank God for, you know, the way he is and that he is just a saint.
Yeah.
Because he's getting frustrated with other people, but he right. knows that this whole thing is not believable.
It's BS,
but,
like,
this
yeah.
yeah, but, real. And that's the thing, Lily, you're lucky too, because let's say people are in an abusive relationship. This could go south mm-hmm. real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's been a part of my past where I don't think if this had happened back then to me, I don't think it would have went so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm very blessed that I have the husband I do have, because he knows, and he's not accepting it, but he knows it is what it is. Like,
right.
There's nothing that I've
no blame
out.
Is placed on you.
Right. Yeah. And he knows that it's these people just, like, I guess, you know, they're getting paid because they're making money off this.
Or, mm-hmm. God forbid, they start taking pictures of your kids.
That has me so paranoid. I said to my coworker earlier, I had said, I'm about to pull a 2016 Taylor Swift and delete everything.
Yeah.
I am.
This is a lot to go through, you know? And
it is.
And there's so many teenagers that go through this, too.
Yeah. I wanted to actually make a point about that,
please.
Too. Somebody whose mental health could be really struggling right now, and then they're getting all these hateful messages. That would be a really unfortunate thing for them to get.
Correct.
Messages like this.
Yeah. Lily, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really appreciate you coming on to share your story. What's one of the things, if somebody goes through something like the situation you just went through, what can they do?
I mean, I had everybody I know practically report the page.
Okay.
It doesn't really necessarily do anything. The post is still up. People are still either saying that the guy, you know, he was smart to cheat, or that, you know, I am, they call me all sorts of names now. I have to just live with this now. And this is, you know, it is hard with my job. For me, the one thing my best advice, do not read the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. You can spiral real quick after that.
Yeah, I found myself going down that rabbit hole this weekend, and I had to just disconnect from social media. Also, if you are not in the spotlight, make your page as private as possible.
100%.
Yeah, that's
make
a
it
good
as
part.
Private as possible.
It's
you
so
can't
hard
trust
for,
anybody.
I know, it's so hard for people to do that, though, because a lot of, especially teens, their one goal is to grow that following, you know? But Lily,
so sad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
I think the scariest thing about this is going to bed, thinking everything is fine, only to wake up to an inbox full of messages from strangers. And sometimes those messages are death threats.
It is the most jarring thing ever.
Yeah.
Because this actually happened to me.
I remember something similar like this taking place to you.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah. What is the worst? I mean, what makes it worse is not having a clue as to what the heck is happening to.
Mm-hmm.
But Breezy and I, we do want to continue the conversation coming up. So if you do have a similar story and how you dealt with a negative situation that happened to you online, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break and get to your messages coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You can kiss the days of taxidermy goodbye.
Okay.
Because right now we have a larger-than-life exhibit at Rochester Museum and Science Center. And no, these animals are on display, but they are not stuffed. They are made out of Lego bricks. Yeah. Sean.
Explain, please.
Sean Kenny's animal superpowers made all of these animals that are now on display at the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And visitors will be able to take a somewhat wild adventure discovering the supersized animals with their own superpowers. So, with that being said, I'm looking at the photos right now.
Ticket prices, please.
What?
How much?
Oh, I don't know. However much it costs to get in there.
I don't
to
know.
To get on in there.
$20, something like that.
Plan your visit, shall we? General admission is $22.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And if you're a student, it's 21, not the dollar discount. So they're going at you with a full animal experience. You know how much I love animals here on this show.
Yeah,
huge
we all
huge animal lover.
Huge.
Massive. You know, PETA was like, absolutely not, to the taxidermy. And they're like, fine, we'll do Legos. So there's some full-size animals, a polar bear, which is pretty much life-size, made out of Legos, a tree frog. What else is in here? There's pandas, a jaguar, a bird.
I love it. I love it.
You have plenty of time to explore this exhibit because it's running through the end of May.
Like oh,
I
wow.
said, go okay. grab your ticks and send it.
Do you remember when your mom turned
60?
Your dad and, or excuse me, not your dad, but what? Your old dogs in the taxidermies.
Yeah.
So she can put them in the laundry room.
Yeah. And you wonder why I'm not like a huge dog girl.
Yeah.
It's just too far. It's just gone too far.
All right. Give $21 if you're a student, $22 for general admission.
I will say it's pretty impressive, although I'm not like... I just can't believe that people can do this out of Legos.
That is not easy to do.
Do you see this?
Yes, they look real.
I'm scared. I'm absolutely terrified. Look at this dragonfly. Look at that chimpanzee.
That's a panda. I just feel like we're super lucky to have Strong Museum.
It's not strong. It's Rochester Museum and Science Center. Not strong.
I don't know why.
Very different.
Just forgive me.
That's all right.
So here's the deal, you guys. If you missed the call we had with Lily earlier, her social media photo was stolen. It went viral in a very terrible way. Take a listen to just some of the call we had earlier with her. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they used your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions. Over 700 comments, and as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh. Nothing like going viral overnight. If you have a similar story on how social media just ruined your life or how you were scammed, we'll talk with you coming up next on PXY. Stay there. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This hour, we've been talking about how scary of a place social media has become.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
If you missed the call we had with a woman by the name of Lily, she shared her story on what happened after her picture online was stolen, used against her in a really, really awful way. Take a listen to some of the call. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they used your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups, like groups I've never even heard of.
Tough scene.
Yeah. You know what else is also so scary is that these groups exist. Like,
oh, I know.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
You can wake up to death threats and you have no idea what's going on. And it just goes to show you it doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to anyone.
Do you ever watch that documentary, Don't F with Cats?
I watched it three times.
Oh, wow. I don't think I could watch that floating head in the bathtub three times. But that just goes to show these groups exist and they're private and they're out in the open and they will literally do anything to take you down or expose somebody.
Sure.
Because it's all about mob mentality, right? It's all about trying to feel like you're a part of something.
You know, I think the scary thing, and Lily brought this up in her call at 7:10, the scary thing about social media today, too, especially with teens, is the fact that I know we've been talking about mental health a lot on this show because it's September, and September being Suicide Prevention Month, those conversations have come up. And if something like this were to happen to somebody very young that's unstable or is really going through it right now, that could be
could
be really bad.
They did a movie called Cyberbully.
Oh, that's right.
That was that was a really eye-opening movie because there's so many young kids and teenagers that have died by suicide. Oh my God, I will never forget Megan Meyer. She was, I think she was 13 at the time, and someone on MySpace, she was beefing with some girl, and her mom, the girl's mom, was on MySpace saying really horrible things about her, and she ended up taking her own life.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember having a conversation with my mom about it, and she was like, you know, nothing is everything is irreversible, or like you don't do something that's irreversible. You know what I mean?
And you can't take it back.
Right. 100%.
Reach out to us if you have a similar story, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you. What's the thing that happened last year?
So last year, actually around this time, I woke up to kind of similar to this, a couple of different messages from coworkers, a listener, a family member saying, hey, I think someone is catfishing or using your photos or created a fake page to promote money that was being distributed from not only me, not only you, but the station as a whole. And they said they were, because we sometimes on this station do $1,000 giveaways. That's like an Odyssey initiative, and we do that all the time. And, you know, it's just promotion. But I really feel like it was really hard because I woke up and there was this whole page made pretending to be me, saying that go sign up at this website with our pictures and our logo and our emblem and everything, and saying that if you put your credit card information in, we will get you $1,000 back. You're in the running to win $1,000. It was scamming so many of our loyal listeners. And you know, a lot of people are smart enough to not fall for that. But like when you see me promoting something and you follow me on Instagram and you know that I do that for a living and I share things that I love and I want you to also be a part of, why wouldn't you go and do something like that? So that was really, really scary because it's not just, you know, me or you on the line. It's the station on the line. And there's a lot of legalities when it comes to that.
They used both of our photos, and I was waking up to all these messages on Facebook, and I couldn't figure out what the hell anybody was talking about. They're like, Moose wins the drawing. I'm like, for what?
Right.
They're like, we put our credit card in. When do we find out about the $10,000? I'm like, you know about a contest that I have no idea about.
And like, I know it sounds really stupid, and I know it sounds very like, I don't know, like status and clout chasey to have a blue check mark on things. But like in that instance, like it really is important because you just don't know what's real and what's fake. And I made a point to make sure that like I reached out to Facebook afterwards. I was like, I need to be verified on this account because this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, you know, at the hands of my listeners suffrage. Like I can't have that. You know what I mean? I have a responsibility as a public figure to protect my audience from clowns like this. And
I'm not saying I'm upset that they used my photo. They did use some really nice filters on me. So that was humbling.
They literally used our headshots that we approved.
Very flattering.
Yeah, very strange. And you know, to go back and look at it, it looks legit because they, I guess now on Facebook, or there's a way that you can edit the date that something was posted. So even though you posted it yesterday, you could say it was posted
correct.
September 27th, 2014.
You want to get at somebody and ruin their life? Look what so-and-so said back in the day.
Yeah.
That's who you're friends with? It's really a scary place. I'll say it again.
This is Cass from Irondequoit. My sister put me on an escort site with my phone number, wasn't even my picture. I had random guys calling and texting me all day. Why would your sister?
Sounds like you guys got a great relationship.
Why would your sister do that?
You guys are thriving. Sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
All right, guys, just be careful out there. You know what I mean? Be careful what you post.
People are evil.
You know, go through your kids' phones, figure out who they're talking to, you know? I had to learn the hard way. My parents found out 7th grade I was talking in some weird chat rooms after school. Apparently, they were not women I was talking to. So, What are you going to do?
You're like, Mom, I'm talking to Hillary Duff. She's like, that's not Hillary. That's Chuck.
Some guy named Sergey on the West Coast. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't
Be Breezy.
If you can beat our girl in 5 basic pop trivia questions, you've got yourself a brand new customized 98PXY Stanley Tumblr. Right now, our girl is 0 for 6. Is somebody going to make
Shut
easy
up.
0 for 7? I'm just telling you, man, the record. I'm not saying I'm excited about it. All right, let's get to the phones real quick. We need caller number 8. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Layla.
Layla, I have good news for you on this Friday morning. You're caller 8.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Congratulations. Yay! Have you heard us play Can't Be Breezy before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know exactly how this works. Ask Breezy to leave the room. She's going to go to the studio next door with that soundproof headphones. Breezy?
Good luck.
Layla. Okay. Layla, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
That's what's up. Question number 1. Layla, what TV family is composed of the characters Mike, Carol, Greg, Marsha, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy? Your best answer.
The Brady Bunch?
All right. Let's go to question number 2. What is the highest grossing film of all time? You have 7 seconds on the clock.
Star Wars?
Okay. You are going with Star Wars. All right, let's go to question number 3, Layla. What is the name of the main character in the TV show Breaking Bad? What is the character's name in the TV show Breaking Bad?
Walter White.
Walter White is your final answer. Let's move on to question 4, Layla. Who sang the hit song Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
And let's go to question number 5. Which actor played the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Which actor played the character Iron Man?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
And I'm going to give you a bonus question today. Name that movie from its tagline. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Oh. Oh, God, I don't know.
Name one movie. Any movie.
Virgin?
Okay. All right, and let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right, let's tally these up right here. Not bad, Breezy. Our girl Layla got 4 out of 5. That is not too shabby.
Iconic.
Not too shabby at all. All right, how are you feeling?
I'm like fine, I guess. Let's just do it.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Hey, Layla, you are 4 for 5. Not too bad. Plus, you got the bonus question correct as well.
Bonus question?
Yeah, I gave her a bonus question. All right, stay right there. Breezy, question number 1.
Mm-hmm.
For Can't Be Breezy, what TV family is composed of the characters Mike, Carol, Greg, Marsha, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy?
Brady Bunch.
Question number 2.
Cindy.
Easy breezy. What is the highest grossing film of all time?
Barbie. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Question 3. What is the name? Remember I told you this is my favorite show of all time. What is the name of the main character in the TV show Breaking Bad?
Like Otis or something? I don't know. I didn't watch that one.
What?
I missed that one.
Yes! No!
That was beyond my time.
Okay, who sang the hit song, The Shape of You?
My name is CB. Ed Sheeran.
Question number 5, Breezy. Which actor played the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Arnold Schwarzenegger? I don't know.
All right. Okay, let's go to a bonus question. Breezy, name the movie from its tagline. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
O.J. Simpson.
Okay, all right. Right, okay. I didn't know. Was that a movie?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, let's tally these up here. hey, Layla, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
She's like, no, I left hours ago.
You got one question that was incorrect. You said for question two, what is the highest grossing film of all time? You said Star Wars. Unfortunately, the answer was Avatar is the highest grossing film of all time. Breezy said Barbie. And then everything else you got right, including the bonus question. It was the 40-year-old virgin. Why don't you go ahead and say, hi, my name is Layla from Rochester, and
well,
I just
what did
Breezy.
I get wrong?
I mean, all of them, Breeze.
No, I didn't.
I'll tell you which ones you got right. You got the first one. It was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
And you got the fourth question, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I crashed. who played Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Close enough.
And by the way, Breaking Bad, the main character's name is Walter White.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, congratulations. Layla, thanks for playing Camp Beep Breezy. You absolutely crushed it this morning. We love you.
I hate this game.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on hold. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Breezy's favorite person, singing Hot to Go.
Can't stand her.
The EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital's emergency room while she had a patient on the stretcher is furious over punishment for RPD detective who handcuffed her. Now, this is all coming out, but this took place back in July of 2022. So investigator Charles Latempio will remain on paid suspension until March of 2025. At that time, he will retire from RPD and be eligible to collect his pension, but will have his status as a police officer in New York State revoked. I'm watching this video this morning, and I'm like, this is so dramatic. Basically, what happened was this woman, Smith, was working for Monroe Ambulance. She pulled in the parking area in front of the emergency and got out of the rig to unload a patient. And she admits she accidentally dinged the door of Detective Charles Latempio's car while her door, excuse me, with her door, but says it was extremely minor. And even though she had other priorities, I'm sure you can imagine, got a guy on a stretcher, she still provided her ID, even though that's not her first priority. And right. She says, my main focus at the moment was just trying to get my patient inside the hospital so he can get the care that he needed. Rochester Police Chief Dave Smith suspended Latempio with a pay a few days after the incident. So right now, he's continuing to earn his $113,000 salary, and he's been doing that for the past 2 years and 2 months while sitting at home waiting for the disciplinary process to play out. So basically, after Smith dinged his door, he followed her into the emergency room, borrowed a set of handcuffs from another law enforcer, and forcefully took her into custody. Smith says she was injured when she was shoved up against the desk and had her arms pulled behind her back. An internal RPD investigator found that Latempio violated 5 of RPD's general orders during incident. Lack of justification for detaining Smith, unnecessary and excessive use of force, failure to de-escalate, improper conduct, failure to double lock handcuffs. So Smith's attorney, let's just say, is having a field day with this right now. He says, I think this case highlights the broken disciplinary process for police officers in Rochester. Shields had filed a federal civil lawsuit against the city of Rochester and the Rochester Police Department on Smith's behalf. I mean, little extreme, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, not really. Like, I mean, honestly, like, it goes to show people can fly off the handle at any given moment.
Not really a
top priority right now. No. Sorry about that, buddy.
Followed her in the hospital and tossed her around a little bit, handcuffed her.
She's like, I'm just trying to.
In front of her, the guy on the stretcher that mm-hmm. she's trying to get some help with. Yeah. I mean, like, we have bigger issues here. So
we have bigger fish to fry. Indeed.
I mean, just that's a wild story. And it's really just coming out now from 2022. But the video is, like I said, a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It's Friday, so let's clear the air, shall we? If you need to get something off your chest, now would be the time to do it. You can call or text Breezy and I at 585-252-9800 with all of your unpopular opinions. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
No, they're so mad.
All right, guys, let's pretend there's no FCC for 7 minutes, okay? And the clock starts right now. 585-252-9800 is the number to call. Hit us up.
Julia's here. She says, I don't care what anyone says. DMs are more fun than texts. There I said it. It goes down in the DMs. You know what I'm saying?
You got to slide in when you can.
You got to slide in.
I'm going to start with mine today. If your version of being a comedian is interviewing people while on stage, then you're not a comedian. I guess it takes some skill set to stand on stage all night and rip people apart. I mean, but like, come on. Do you have any material that maybe you brought with you? Anything at all? Anything? There, I said it.
I will go a step further than just interviewing and just straight up bullying people.
Yeah, into laughing.
Laugh at my jokes.
You're never going to get over this.
No, I'm honestly kind of traumatized, to be honest. I went to see a comedian.
What's her name?
Ashley Gavin.
That's right.
At Comedy at the Carlson. It was probably the worst experience I've ever had. She literally held a gun to everyone's head and made them laugh. It was so weird.
Yeah. What, you guys don't find it funny?
She's like, loosen up. You guys don't know humor. It's like, you're literally calling us names.
So cringe.
It was so bad. And then afterwards, after the show, I talked to her. She's like, was it too much? I was like, I'm scared. My cheeks hurt from fake smiling and laughing so hard. So that was crazy. Mine for today is this. If you can't handle spicy food, you're a pansy. There I said it.
Hey, oh.
There I said it.
There are some
people. It's
like,
people, grow up.
There are some people with
grow
acid
up.
Reflux, okay?
Grow
you don't understand.
Up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
You go all day without a, you know, Pepsid AC. See what happens.
Like yesterday, for example, I made chili for the chili cook-off. And I couldn't, like, make it the way I wanted to because I knew that people would be like, it's too spicy. It's like, chill.
I'm the type of person where I enjoy sweat dripping into my food while I eat it. I love everything spicy.
Me too.
And my doctor's like, stop it. You are burning a hole in your stomach. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, okay. What's up, Sam? The toilet paper roll should be placed under, not over.
Oh, my God.
There I said it.
If that's your biggest problem, you have no problems. There I said it. This person says, sweater weather is extremely overrated. There I said it.
I threw on a beautiful cardigan last night.
Ooh. Big cardigan guy.
You should have saw the drip. I love
Huge
cardigans.
Huge cardigan guy.
Ben says, my girlfriend thinks taking naps in her jeans is comfortable. It's so weird. There I said it.
It's really weird.
I got the fifth degree years back because I took a nap in my girlfriend's bed at the time with jeans on, and she lost it. And looking back at it, I'm like, yeah, I guess I understand now. I don't think it's sanitary to wear your street clothes in your sheets. You know what I'm saying? Breeze?
No, I don't. I agree with you, but sometimes you just got to take a load off. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to do it. I would sleep in the waiting room of a doctor's office if I needed to.
I know you would.
Let's see. Who else is here? Oh, Jonathan's here. He said screamo is better than country. There, I said it.
What is?
Screamo music is better than country music. There, I said it.
Screamo. Ugh.
Right.
That's really aggressive. That's so aggressive.
I need a cough button.
What's up, Johnny boy? Does anyone else love the smell of gasoline? And I get it's not healthy for you, but if they made a cologne out of gasoline, I would 100% buy that. There, I said it. John, do you have a death wish?
Then you would never get any girls.
Head up Sephora.
This person says, throwing a surprise party is so stressful to plan and not worth the payoff. There, I said it. I would disagree. Not with the fact that it's stressful. Remember that surprise party I was throwing last year for my mom? It is very stressful. You would have thought it was my wedding, but it is worth the payoff. It really is. That was one of the best parties of anyone's life.
What's that?
My mom's surprise party.
Still talking about it. It was a very lovely 60th, but man, it's September 27th. Like, we can move on.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
I know. I'm just saying, you really hung up on that party. You did a good job, Reese.
It was the best.
It was beautiful appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel says, I'm not sure if this is an unpopular opinion, but I'm constantly seeing respect is earned. That's not true. I think everyone deserves respect 100% of the time. Rachel, get a grip. Respect is earned. There, I said it.
Yeah. Okay. Who else is here? Oh, water does not taste good. And I don't get why people are obsessed with it and carrying around water bottles. My Stanley. Cheers.
Did you see the little boy that was allergic to water? I mean, I'm like, how are you allergic to water? Your body's made up of it. But the kid couldn't drink water. There's some weird stuff going on.
Like, I have a friend who's like allergic to like raw vegetables, but when they're cooked, it's fine. I don't understand what's going on.
Probably has Crohn's. Michelle's here. Michelle says, I cannot think of anything more boring to do this weekend than to attend my kids' sporting events all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are lucky you don't have kids. There, I said it. I think what makes it harder is just how bad my kids are as athletes. Pop off, Michelle.
Honestly, T.
Fill the minivan up. You're going to have a busy weekend. I mean, even my brother and my sister-in-law. Tennis, piano, soccer, basketball, tennis, back to baseball. Wow, yeah, you guys are really selling it. And then I'll go over to our friend Big Ed here this morning, who hasn't texted in quite some time. I know you're excited to hear from the most toxic man in Rochester. He says, what's up, guys? How is my wallet like an onion? Well, every time I open it, I cry.
Okay.
Keep them coming, buddy. You are a hidden gem in this city, and I'm telling you right now.
We keep giving him a platform. Very concerning.
Keep them coming, buddy. You're absolutely crushing it this morning.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
It's Friday on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl right here, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's take a look at the Doppler here this morning.
No hurricanes here.
73 for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls. We love to see it. Let's get to Parental Confidential for 1 second, shall we?
We shall.
But first,
every time.
You guys are crazy today. All right, come on. How do you get your kid up for school on time? It's a question that has been asked by so many parents.
For so many years.
And yet nobody really has the exact formula. Take a listen to the message we got from Erin from Brighton. She writes in and says, Hi, Moose and Breezy. I thought I would write in for your Parental Confidential segment because I'm beyond desperate. I'm a single mom to a 12-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. I work a hybrid environment, 3 days working from home, 2 days in the office. And I've told my kids they have to show responsibility and wake up on time and get to school on their own. On days I'm in the office, I leave before they wake up. My daughter hasn't been late once and reliably wakes up and gets out the door on time. My son, on the other hand, every day I work from the office, he misses the bus and he cannot get to school on time. I've tried waking him up when I leave, but he just goes back to bed. When I'm home, I'm constantly having to leave my work and harass him to wake up and get out the door.
That's tough.
The school calls and asks if these lates are excused, and I say absolutely not. He gets detention.
Oof.
On days he is late, I don't allow him to go out with friends that night. He doesn't care about any punishments I give him. I'm at a loss. I've bought him his own alarm clock. I've tried to bribe him with money if he gets to school on time for an entire week. Nothing is working. I turn off the internet at 10 p.m. so he can't get distracted, but yet he still goes to bed really late. I'm desperate. Do any other parents have this issue? And what did you do about it? Right. Interesting.
I think everybody deals with this issue who has a kid in school, especially an adolescent or a teen, because they're a little grumpy. They love their sleep. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And there's been petitions made at multiple different schools because studies have shown that starting your day later is more beneficial to the actual learning process of it all for high schoolers.
Yeah, it's...
A local school here, I can't pinpoint it, if you know it, 585-252-9800, implemented it this year, or maybe they didn't implement it, but it was definitely on the talks of a couple different boards of starting those class times just a little bit later.
What time do they start right now?
I think right now
7:20?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Let me go over a couple of your texts right now. Shannon is weighing in first. She says, let me see here. Before you try anything, you might want to speak with this doctor, because my daughter went through the same exact thing and we discovered that she had a sleep disorder.
Okay.
While it is fairly rare, it's at least worth looking into. Matt says, years back, I was this kid. I've been taking antidepressants for the last 20 years since the age of 24, and it's done wonders for my ability to be awake and function. I know antidepressants for a 14-year-old is probably not advised. However, what is advised is talking to his doctor.
Right.
Because it's probably easy for us to hear this message and be like, you know, you got a 14-year-old lazy kid.
Right.
He just wants to sleep. He doesn't want to get up. Is that the case? That's a possibility.
Did you struggle getting up for school? I feel like that's not really your vibe.
No. Are you kidding me? I was up at 6 a.m. with the iron. Just steaming my clothes, making sure they're pressed, ready to go.
Freak. Absolute freak.
Making myself a nice, wholesome breakfast before I head on into the day. You know
you
what I mean?
You wake up, you're like...
Can I get anyone anything?
Sunny side up or Reezy? Okay. You're wearing an apron for no reason. Yeah. So classic.
I was ready to go. Like,
okay.
I always
Webster starting later, and Fairport is implementing it later in 2026.
So what if they're starting around like 7:15, 7:20 now, what time would they start? 8?
Probably 8 or 8:30, I would assume.
Does that mean they're still gonna push school back an extra half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to. They're not just gonna like
lose that
time.
I got out of high school at 1:45. What time did you get out of there?
2:12.
Ugh.
Mm.
Greece is where it's at.
Well, it depended on if I had early dismissal or not.
Greece is where you can discover the promise.
What is that promise? What is that promise?
Getting out of school at 1:45.
Yeah, definitely. The fact that I do this for a living and wake up as early as I do, I struggled so bad getting up from school.
Kelly says, I hate to say it, but I still remember my dad coming into my room, opening all the curtains and blinds, ripping my blanket off while yelling, time for school. I was just...
It's traumatizing.
I'm just not a morning person in my teenage years. I somehow grew into a responsible adult, but it took a lot of time for me to get my act together. Yeah, I mean, let's give the kid a little bit of credit. He's only 14. I get that. I mean, she's doing everything she can. She's bribing him. She's shutting the internet off at 10. We got a listener that says, I don't want to make excuses, but this could always be a deeper issue going on aside from he just doesn't want to get up. Have you really had the one-on-one conversation with him as his mom if anything serious is going on in his life? It's a great question, to be honest.
It is a great question.
Let me get to a couple of calls coming in here real quick. PXY. Hello, PXY.
Nope. No calls.
We lost him. All right, let me go over to who's this person real quick. Let me get over.
Okay,
to...
this person says, "I found out that my own kids had a hard time getting up if they go out and do things the night before, so I don't allow them to do that. I would probably take my kids to therapy and see if they have anxiety or depression that's keeping them up late at night."
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, Fairport's pushing high school start till 9 a.m. In the year of 2026, 2027.
9 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's really late. That's what time, like, you're in grade school. That's what time it starts. Yeah. 9:30.
It's kind of a universal throughout, so.
Hi, Peaks Y. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, talk to us. How do you get your kids up for school on time?
Start at like 4:30 in the morning.
Start waking them up. Oh, wow.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, how's it?
Absolutely. Batavia works every time.
In Batavia. So tell us about that. Like, you're trying to tell me there's no backlash from your child.
I mean,
I'm getting them up at 4:30 in the morning.
A little bit, but
well, I mean,
eventually
they're not getting up at 4:30. It starts at 4:30, and they'll lay there for an hour probably.
Yeah, maybe like a half 45.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens if that doesn't work?
Keep trying until they get up. They eventually. I don't leave the room until she's up.
Oh, that gets awkward, does it not?
My dad would come in and do and fling the door open, and then I would put the covers over my face.
Right.
And then he would come in again, and he would hit the lights, and I wouldn't get up. And then he'd come in a third time, and he'd rip the covers off me. And if I didn't get up after then, he would get the spray bottle.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, your technique is wake your kid up at 4:30 in the morning. Right, okay. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh. Wait. Wait, what? Wait, okay. We were literally just all laughing. She was laughing at my jokes.
Yeah,
if I suck, why are you laughing at my jokes?
Singer, are we okay this morning?
Not my strong. My fan base is not strong in Batavia. Oh, dear. Oh, what dear. Sarah's angry. We just had a great conversation. What did I do?
I don't know. That was just... That
wait,
just...
what? I'm shook.
Completely.
On a Friday?
That
wow,
came out of
that
left
sucks.
Field. Hit Breezy off the show because she sucks. Where did that come from?
Oh, my God. We were having a great time. Why'd you call into my show? I'm confused. If I suck, why'd you call in? No, I'm genuinely so confused. Wait, what?
I'm so lost right now.
And then she hung up. Coward. Call us back, Sarah. I want to fight. No, I'm
pissed. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't. What are you?
Wait, do I suck? No, not me spiraling.
It's really good. We're going to take a quick break
quick
because...
I got to take a lap.
Breezy's going to take a lap. I don't know what just happened.
I'm going to call the mayor of Batavia, see if everyone hates me.
By the way, Aaron, thank you so much for... what were we even talking about? Yes, getting your kid up for school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just thrown off right now.
I'm really thrown. But yeah. We're professionals. We got to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to replay that call 100 times. Stay there. Peaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Take a listen to what just happened.
And then he'd come in a third time, and he'd rip the covers off me. And if I didn't get up after then, he would get the spray bottle.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, your technique is wake your kid up at 4:30 in the morning. Right, okay. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh.
I don't know. That came out of left field.
We were like kicking. We were literally like chumming it up. We were having a great conversation.
Get Breezy off the show because she sucks. And then we go into commercial break, and Breezy has to do a lap around the building.
I was literally spiraling. No, it's Friday. I don't want to suggest myself to these vibes. Like, no, thank you.
I totally get that. I totally get it.
I'm confused.
I don't think that everybody feels the same way that Sarah does.
No, I clearly don't have a strong fan base in Batavia, so no, there's that.
She could have easily said that about me.
Bobby from Batavia's here. She said, Breezy, that woman needs to go somewhere, especially since she did not have the guts to repeat herself and stay on the line.
I know.
Breezy, you are an amazing person inside and out.
Oh, God.
My girls and I love listening to you.
One more time. All right. Thank you so much for the call.
And get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Me. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing at the fact that as soon as that happened, you got up and walked outside.
No, I was just like so confused. Because you know what? These things happen, unfortunately.
Well, lucky for you and I, we have somewhat of thick skin to do a job like this.
I mean, we gotta.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hello. This is Breezy's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
You're shaking pissed, aren't you?
I'm livid.
Yeah. Why?
The nerve. What's up with Sarah? I don't understand. That's her name, right?
Yes.
Who cares, honestly?
No, yeah, that's her name. Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, why call in and throw shade at my girl like that? Nobody talks to my girl that way. I mean, if she wants to throw hands, come find me. I'll throw hands.
Oh, nobody's fighting. We're not fighting listeners. That's not happening. But I will say, your girl is spiraling right now.
No,
Breezy had to take a lap.
This is crazy.
She went outside during commercial break and walked around the building.
I had to get some air.
And then called me at my job. I mean, Sarah's impacting my life.
No, that's true. For sure.
She is impacting your life. I don't know what happened, you know?
We were having a great talk, and then all of a sudden, she lost it, and she flew off the handle.
You know, can I ask you something? Because you're a mental health professional. How does one deal with spiraling, not allowing others to affect you in a negative way?
Honestly, I can't answer that. I'm working on that myself. So. You want my therapist in on this phone call, too?
Yeah, I would love that.
Let's three-way her in.
I'm looking for a new one, to be honest.
Oh, my God. I mean, thanks for defending me, babe. I don't care at this point. It's Friday.
She cares.
Good vibes.
She cares. Yeah, thanks.
No, she does care, and it's going to ruin our night.
No, you're going to be fine. You guys are going to have a great Friday, but I do appreciate you. Thank you for calling in, baby.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Anything for you, too. I love you both.
Love you, too. Sarah, it's all about spreading love today. We got to spread that love.
Positivity. Thanks, babe.
Unlike Sarah. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
We know what she's doing tonight. She's going to be gambling at Batavia Down.
With a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. No, literally, she just weighed back in.
Where?
She weighed back in. She said, you'd be better without Breezy Moose. Oh, please, Sarah.
Let me set the record straight for 1 second.
I've been building this show from the ground up for 5 years now. Come on.
And then me before that, laying the foundation. But let me tell you something. Because people ask us all the time, hey, do you guys enjoy working together? And the answer is yes. Like any relationship, we have good days, we have bad days, but there's not a single person I'd much rather do this show with than Easy Breezy. Beautiful cover girl. Not a single person.
Not even Sarah?
I wouldn't mind having her fill in at least once.
Oh my God. No, but like actually though.
You have a special lady in your life to call and defend you like that.
No, she's the best. And like, you know, I think that this goes... I think this is like, it's all fun and games and we can kiki and laugh about the whole thing. But the thing about it is that whether you do a show like this, whether you have a social media profile, whether you literally do anything with Spotlight or not, people are just mean and they're not always the kindest. And I think it's the way that you handle it. And if you handle it with grace, you're able to move forward. Because, I mean, listen, we don't need to susept ourselves to that type of behavior.
No, and we don't know what Sarah's also going through. Just one more time. All right, thank you so much for the call.
And get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh.
All righty.
98PXY is free and always will.
So important to stab this way. You gotta
stab that way.
Social media, a very dangerous place. I'm sure we can all agree with that.
It really is.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. How many of you have been in a situation where you found yourself going viral on social media in a not so positive way? Because it's getting to a point where online has become a place that's being used as a weapon against people. You have bullying, you have fraud, and fraud in general. Yeah. But if you have a story you're willing to share on how you or someone you know dealt with maybe having your identity stolen online, hit us up. Lily, who we have on hold, is a perfect example that it doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to pretty much anyone.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the nightmare that you just recently went through.
Oh, thank you. It's it's been rough, to say the least. It hasn't been fun for me or my family, but we are just trugging through. What else can I do?
So for other people who, you know, because I want to make sure not everybody feels alone on this, because it happens to so many people, and I know it's really relatable. Anybody that uses social media, this could happen to anyone at any given time. So do you mind just breaking down your story and what recently happened to you?
Well, last month, actually, I made a video, and it was just something to promote my TikTok page, because I'm fairly new with my TikTok page.
Okay.
And I woke up Saturday morning to 40 messages in my Facebook inbox. And it was all these people saying, you know, have you checked your Facebook? Have you seen this? And everybody is sharing a post with me, and I see the post is a picture of me. But in the picture, it's kind of cropped in kind of close, and you see my whole body.
Right.
And the caption on the picture is who I was cheated on with.
What?
Now,
somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. And this woman, her name is, well, this might not even actually be a woman. It could just be a bot. It could be a guy in another country just using women's pictures. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups. Like groups I've never even heard of.
Lily, what are some of the things they're saying as far as the comments?
Yeah.
The comments were, I would have cheated too. This girl looks better than you. And even though this person did me wrong, I still think bullying is unacceptable on all levels.
Sure.
But then there's a lot of people who are saying cheating is wrong, and this girl deserves bad things to happen to her, basically.
So basically, long story short, you go to bed one night, you wake up, and you find that you have 40 messages in your inbox of people saying, hey, did you see this post? Someone used your photo and accused you cheating or having an affair with their husband.
Yes.
And where did the post come in of the picture of you standing next to your name?
Well, that was my picture on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, it was shared in so many different groups. I was able to get that the person who posted the picture on Facebook, I was able to get that person to take it down.
Oh,
but
really?
At that point, yeah, they took
the
it
damage
down
had been
after
done.
Yeah, the damage was done already. It was too late because it's shared. People take screenshots.
Let me ask you, Lily. You're married with children, yes? Do you have kids?
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am married. I've been married for 5 years. I have two boys. And my husband, thank God for, you know, the way he is and that he is just a saint.
Yeah.
Because he's getting frustrated with other people, but he knows that this whole thing is not believable.
But,
and that's the thing, Lily, you're lucky too, because let's say people are in an abusive relationship, this could go south real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's been a part of my past where I don't think if this had happened back then to me, I don't think it would have went so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm very blessed that I have the husband I do have, because he knows, and he's not accepting it, but he knows it is what it is. Like, there's nothing that
no blame is placed on you.
Right. Yeah. And he knows that it's these people just like, I guess, you know, they're getting paid because they're making money off this.
Or God forbid they start taking pictures of your kids.
That has me so paranoid. I said to my coworker earlier, I had said, I'm about to pull a 2016 Taylor Swift and delete everything.
Yeah.
I am.
This is a lot to go through, you know? And
it is.
And there's so many teenagers that go through this, too.
Yeah. I wanted to actually make a point about that,
please,
too. Somebody whose mental health could be really struggling right now, and then they're getting all these hateful messages, that would be a really unfortunate thing for them to get.
Correct.
Messages like this.
Yeah. Lily, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really appreciate you coming on to share your story. What's one of the things, if somebody goes through something like the situation you just went through, what can they do?
I mean, I had everybody I know practically report the page.
Okay.
It doesn't really necessarily do anything. The post is still up. People are still either saying that the guy, you know, he was smart to cheat, or that, you know, they call me all sorts of names now. I have to just live with this now. And this is, you know, it is hard with my job. For me, the one thing my best advice, do not read the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. You can spiral real quick after that.
Yeah. I found myself going down that rabbit hole this weekend, and I had to just disconnect from social media. Also, if you are not in the spotlight, make your page as private as possible.
100%.
Yeah. That's
make
a
it
good
as
part.
Private as possible. It's you so can't trust anybody.
I know. It's so hard for people to do that, though, because a lot of, especially teens, their one goal is to grow that following, you know? But Lily,
so sad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Stay safe out there, guys.
It's a scary place. It's a cold, cold world.
When it comes to social media, protect yourself at all costs. So, I mean, if you are not in the spotlight and you have the option to keep your accounts private, that may be your best option.
100%.
Because people are constantly getting their photos stolen. Like, Lily, that's a wild story.
That is a wild story.
Can you imagine, though? You go to bed, everything's fine. You wake up, and all of a sudden, you went viral on all these platforms.
No way.
You're a homewrecker.
No way.
Really crazy.
Really bad.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings with...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moose and Breezy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.